This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces continue to fight against advancing Russian troops in the eastern region of Donbas on Wednesday. Ukrainian military planes were seen flying low and smoke billowed in the background as the sounds of artillery rang out in Bakhmut. Luhansk region governor said in a Telegram post on Wednesday that some Ukrainian troops were fighting with the Russians in the city while others had pulled back. Quote, the evacuation of civilians has been halted. There's no possibility to bring in humanitarian aid, he said. The head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says the alliance and its allies are, quote, monitoring very closely Russia's nuclear exercises amid the war in Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, alongside U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday, noted the exercises come after Russian leaders' rhetoric about the possibility of an escalation to nuclear war.
This nuclear saber-rattling rhetoric is dangerous, and it is something that is only increasing tensions.
The NATO chief, however, says no changes have been observed in the posture of Russian nuclear forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A solemn funeral was held in Uvalde, Texas on Wednesday for Irma Garcia, one of the two teachers killed in the bloodiest U.S. school shooting in a decade, and her husband Jose Garcia, who died of a heart attack 2 days after the shooting. The couple, who were high school sweethearts, are survived by four children. The funeral held at the same Catholic church that will see many of the 19 students aged 9 to 11 who were shot to death last Tuesday, along with two teachers, by an 18-year-old gunman who burst into their fourth-grade classroom at Robb Elementary School and opened fire. This is